I really liked the article, and I thought that it discussed a lot of relevant topics. It included things about physics being the fundamental science, which we've discussed in other audio recordings, and it also said something really interesting, that physicists can enjoy their orderly world of simple concepts, but the moment they take the first step out of the real world, they are instantly met with chaos, which is something that we're experiencing now with figuring out our experiment for the other assignment. And also, the paper discussed how critical thinking skills are completely necessary for the problem-solving method. Critical thinking and the problem-solving method are completely intertwined. Without critical thinking, you wouldn't get much further than observation in the problem-solving method, because you wouldn't research more information, and you'd be left to solve a problem with tons of missing pieces in your puzzle. Facts, along with critical thinking, help to make much more informed decisions. By supporting your opinions and decisions with evidence, you can explain to others why you agree or disagree with things and why you chose to do what you did, which makes your opinions and decisions much more valid, especially to others, so that they can understand your reasoning. Back when I lived in the dorms, there was a big rally held by the Muslim group on campus to express why Palestine should be Palestine rather than being Israel. And they were standing on a podium and had a big microphone and were speaking louder. And then after the speech, the Jewish organization and the Muslims who spoke had a bunch of arguments with each other and were talking back and forth. And later that day, a kid who I guess passed by was just spouting his mouth off and said that the Muslim organization was totally right on what they said. And at that point in time, I realized that he did not use any critical thinking or the problem-solving method to form this opinion, because he said that he merely passed by and just noticed that one organization, the Muslim group, was up at the top of the stairs while the Jewish group was at the bottom of the stairs, and the Muslims had a microphone, so they were able to be heard. He didn't do any further research on the Israel-Palestine conflict, and he just decided that the Palestinians were right based on what he observed. I was at the rally also, and I happened to hear a few Palestinians say that they were happy about what the suicide bombers were doing. And if I had done the same thing as this kid and based my opinion on what those couple people said, then I would be biased and I would be creating a fallacy, just like he did. So that's one situation where the problem-solving method and critical thinking would have helped him in forming his opinion and in helping people like me and everybody else who was listening see from his point of view why he would be right. You are responsible for your own opinions, and I don't believe that this kid that I told you about will be a successful person unless he learns critical thinking skills and researches things before forming an opinion and telling it to others.